Welcome to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weeney, a peak performance coach and business strategist dedicated to helping you see what's possible within you, the blind spots that are holding you back, and the solutions to ensure success and fulfillment without the hustle. I use my secret sauce of metaphysics, brain science, and scripture to work with God to manifest your ideal life and business. If you're ready to create massive forward momentum in your business and bust through the blocks that drag you down, join me on the Spiral Up journey and create the clarity, confidence, and consistency to become the CEO that lives your life by design. It's time to create the sustainable impact, income, and time freedom you desire faster. Now is the time to spiral up.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weeney. It is so fun to talk to you tonight about basically proving myself wrong, right? I'm going to talk to you about what I used to think about setting goals, and I'm going to tell you what I have learned over the journey of doing things better, doing things easier. And I got to just tell you, it feels so much better to be in flow. It feels so much better than having to force and feel like I'm dragging myself through the steps to make my life, my dream life happen. It's like, oh my gosh, this can be easier. And I can't wait to talk to you guys about it. So I'm going to start out by saying that I used to be really, really deep in my masculine energy. So I'm just going to start this out by saying, like, if you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, let me just tell you that masculine energy is what is associated with our conscious brain. And this is our to-do list. This is the logical, analytical, conscious planning that we do, right? And I used to take my big goals and I'd be like, all right, step one, do this, step two, do this, step three, do this. And I am a big picture thinker. So I really would do that almost in reverse, where I would look at the big picture and then I would reverse engineer it backwards so that I knew exactly every single step that it would take to make that happen. And I think a lot of us are like that. I think it's partly due to the fact that we're trained, I think, as kids to just get our shit together, right? To be able to have a plan and to follow the path. And I think that that's what I was doing. When I went to college, I got a job as a nurse in an ICU so that I could be a nurse anesthetist. Then I did that. And then I was like, okay, the next step is I am going to go to grad school and get my doctorate so I could become a professor. Like, I was doing all of the things that were the next logical step. Meanwhile, God had this amazing, better plan for me. And if I was so caught up in my masculine energy of what I thought that the steps should be, I would be missing out on all of the things that I have. I mean, it's so crazy. My husband and I just had our accounting appointment a couple of days ago. It is insane. Like, I left my job, my full-time career, my golden handcuffs, the things that I felt were going to give me the safety and security that I needed a year and a half ago. So September 2022. I am making twice as much money now as I was when I was in that safe and secure job, the thing that I thought I was supposed to do, the thing that was following the plan, right? And it's like, now I get to see my kids off every day to school. Like, if they get in the car with my husband before they give me a big fat hug, like, I'll come out and find them, right? Like, it's just part of our day now. I get to be home when they get home from school. We get to travel the world together. And it's like, I could never have done that if I would have stuck to my plan. I also think that my planning and my staying in masculine energy really led me to a lot of self-doubt and feelings that I didn't have what it takes and feelings that maybe this isn't for me and there must be something wrong with me. Because what happened was I started my entrepreneurial journey in network marketing. It is literally one of the best kept secrets. I feel like if those people who have had such negative thoughts around it, like, it is brilliant because you get a business in a box. And I learned what it was like to know that there were options. I learned what an and life could be like. And I learned that there were so many pieces of personal development that I was missing in my day job, right? So that was the catalyst for me. But I remember I'm super coachable and I would do everything that my upline was telling me. I would do the things that they were saying me, you know, to do, like, you know, post every day and, you know, connect with this many people a day and follow up with this many people a day and all the things. And I was doing all the things. And it wasn't getting me the results that I wanted. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, there must be something wrong with me. Like, I must not be cut out for this, right? And you start to doubt yourself. And then you perhaps want to give up. And I don't want that for any one of you, because what happens is that we show up in those spaces. This is so freaking cool and crazy. And one of the things that I want to kind of get into is that you don't want to show up in just masculine energy. You want to tie the feminine energy to it. And I'm going to give you an example of how even just following this directions from my upline are different when you tie in the feminine energy. Okay. So what is feminine energy? Feminine energy is the subconscious part of our brain. This is what I call the womb of creativity. This is where nothing can come into your subconscious unless it comes through your conscious thought first. And your conscious thought allows yourself to accept or reject. So if you've accepted it, it can then filter into your conscious or your subconscious thoughts. And it does that by way of thoughts and feelings. All right. So if you feel a certain way about something, it is able to enter into your subconscious thought. Your subconscious thought then is the womb of creativity. This is where you literally have this beautiful gestation period of your dreams and your goals. This is where you can take your conscious desires, right? Like what you want to see happen, and you get excited about it, and it filters into your subconscious, and your subconscious allows it to be incubated. It allows it to be matured. It allows for your subconscious thoughts to take all of the file cabinets of everything you've learned and every memory you have to come up with a plan subconsciously and naturally and in flow for how to make that happen. And anything in this planet that is able to be reproduced, when it comes to mammals, it's you need a male and a female to come together to produce another offspring of that thing, right? I want you to think about your results as your offspring. I want you to think about if you don't have a beautiful balance of masculine and feminine energy, you're not going to be able to produce the things that you want to produce, all right? So let me give you a real life example of how feminine energy can come into a masculine energy and allow for you to see results even faster, all right? And this is a really hard concept for some people because we're so indoctrinated to getting into action, 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 to-do list, just do, 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 do. But I promise you guys, if you slow down, if you allow yourself to work with God and his higher supernatural amazing powers, you will see more results this way than you will hustling for the sake of hustling. And so if you're ready to see massive transformation in your life and your business without it having to be freaking hard, then I want you to listen really, really good here, okay? So when I would think about like the network marketing example, okay? So my upline is like, okay, you should, you know, follow up with this many people a day, let's just say. The masculine energy says, this person is literally tied to my results, that my results are dependent on this person saying yes. And I need to do whatever I can to make sure this person says yes. And guess what happens, guys? We completely turn on all of our desperation energy. We show up a desperation breath. We're like, but let me convince you. Let me show you that this is amazing. Don't ignore me. Like, why are you ghosting me? And it just brings this icky, gross, desperate energy. When you can tie in masculine and feminine energy together, this is what this looks like. All right. My to-do list is I'm going to follow up with this many people a day. I know in my heart, in my knowing, in my deepest part of my soul, that I will be successful in this company, that I will be walking across that stage. I will be a multi-million dollar earner. This person may or may not be a part of that journey. You let go of the ties to any specific person, thing, opportunity, idea. You let go of the how completely. You know what is happening because you have been promised that, because you are accepting of the desires that God placed in your heart. And again, I'm going to reinforce this. If you are like, oh, I don't know if this is my human desire or God's desire. If your desire is going to help you become a person that makes the lives of other people around you better, it is from him, because we are all his children and he wants all of us to have better. Okay. So if you're getting to the top rank because you are an amazing, heart-filled servant leader, and you can help other people in your downline create a life that they never thought was possible, guess what happens? You're making their life better. Guess what? God put that desire in your heart. So you have to know and trust him that that is what he's going to give you. But you have to let go of your death grip of the how that's going to happen. I have so many clients who come to me and they're like, okay, Lachelle, like I'm really successful in you know, my other businesses. Maybe I'm a realtor. Maybe I'm a music therapist. Maybe I'm a network marketer. But I'm like, I'm ready to bring in like additional streams of income. So that's one of my like specialties, right, is to help you create massive wealth through diversification. And they're like, okay, so I know I want to do this. Like, I know I want to have some evergreen strategy. I know that I want to have things that are coming in as sustainable income behind the scenes all the time. I know that I want to express my deepest calling. I know that I'm made for more. So I want to step into this space, right? So they're coming to me because they want to expand on what they're already doing. And they come to me and they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how to make that happen. And I promise you that if God placed that desire on your heart to give you more free time so that you can spend with your family, to have more free time so you can volunteer, to be able to make a greater income so that you can bless massive amount of people. Imagine if all the wealth in this world was in the hands of the good people. Let me just give you that idea for a second, right? That could be you. So he's giving you that desire. You have to trust and know that it's on his way to you. Like, he will take you there. He will equip you there. He will send the people. He will send the resources. He will send the ideas to you as long as you know and trust him and let the how be up to him. And again, I used to be like, okay, like here's what I want. And then I'm going to reverse engineer it in step one, step two, step three. And I got to promise you that when I decided that I am going to accept God as my business partner, and I am going to allow him to guide me, and I'm going to get into the, you know, my Finding Nemo analogy of I'm going to get into the EAC. I'm going to let this current shoot me into Sydney without any more effort on my own, because I have allowed myself to partner and align with him and his plan for this. He will help you work out the how. So people oftentimes are like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And you do know what to do. And I'm going to give you that strategy in just a second, but I want to reaffirm that you are not meant to know every single step. I'm going to equate this to your GPS in your car. All right. So tomorrow I leave for Mexico. I am so freaking excited, and I am going to put the GPS in because we're going to a different part of the airport. All right. So I know, right, that I'm going to this destination. Maybe that destination is the business. Maybe it is the impact. Maybe it's the income. Maybe it's the, you know, big healing center that you think that you, or you know that God is asking you to step into. Whatever that desire is, that's your destination. That's what you're going to put into your GPS. All right. But I'm going to remind you that you're not going to look at or pay attention to or give to whatever seconds worth of effort into looking at every single turn you have between home and that destination. What are you going to do? You're going to look at the next step. Take a right here. Take a left here. Merge here. As you are going, as you're on your journey, he will 100% guide you to the next step and the next step and the next step. You're not meant to know everything. And I promise you that he's doing that not to withhold from you, but to protect you. Because I will guarantee that, I mean, I've traveled to some of the most beautiful places in the world. I've climbed some freaking epic hikes. If I had realized that the view that I was going to be getting at the top of the summit was going to need me to have to do all of the hard work to get me there, the hills, the valleys, the steep climbs, the hikes that I've been on where they didn't even have a trail. They had like literally somebody X'd with spray paint on where I possibly could reach for that next step. What? Right? Like, if I would have known it was going to be that hard, I probably wouldn't have started. I just want the view at the top. I want to be, you know, impacting the people. I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. But if I know all of the details and all of the things that he's going to need me to be pruned of or to learn, or the lessons that he's going to put me through in order for me to be equipped for that success, I'm probably going to chicken out. Remember, everything is done for the good of those who believe. And so the lessons that I have been placed in front of and through were to strengthen me as a leader, to strengthen me as a boss, to strengthen me as a coach, to strengthen me as a follower of Christ, to strengthen me as, you know, the breadwinner of my family and being brave enough to go after my dreams, even though my family is counting on me. And I had to take risks. And so what I want you to do is to just give yourself the permission right now to enter into a strategy that includes masculine and feminine energy, that includes you trusting that God is your business partner and that He will lead you on purpose every step on this journey that is for your good. And He will lead you, He will equip you, He will send you the people, the resources, the ideas that are going to make it happen because you trust with 100% knowing in thanksgiving and expectation that it's on its way to you. And then once you know that your destination is there and you're like, come hell or high waters, I'm going to make it. And I know that it's for me. And I know that this is what His plan is for me. It's going to give you the courage to take the next step. And then the next step. And then the next step. And sometimes He's going to ask you to take really big, scary steps. And sometimes it's going to be so simple that you're like, oh my gosh, why did I make that so dang hard? But trust Him on this step, and then He'll reveal to you the next step. Flow allows for you to step into this beautiful, aligned, inspired action. I have so many tools that I give my clients inside of my programs that help them to understand how to connect with their superpower, their higher power, God, to help them make important decisions and the little tiny decisions each and every day. I love to equip and empower them to know that they can trust their own discernment so that they can take the next inspired action. And I'm not saying in the masculine form of, okay, well, let me brainstorm every way I can make this happen. And I'm going to just stick to every little step on the way because that is relying on me and my human effort and my human knowledge that is this tiny little pinprick into the grand scheme of everything He has for me. So if I can allow myself to trust Him and just take the next inspired action of where He is leading me, I promise that I will get further faster than if I did it on my own. Stop expecting to know every single step of the how. Stop expecting this person or this idea or this particular course or this company to be the end all be all to get you there. Trust in Him that He will lay out the how. He very well might have given you these steps to equip you for the next step. And I think about that. I'm like, I know that He led me to this place of massive thought leadership. And I am going to bring people into knowing Him through my work. And I'm going to equip and empower people of the kingdom to have more wealth so that the wealth can get in the hands of the good guys and we can make a massive ripple effect difference in this world. That is my calling. But He equipped me with the grit and resiliency that it took for me to get through two graduate school degrees. He equipped me with the skills that I needed to create courses by being a professor. Even though those things weren't the end result, they were part of the how. And I had to trust Him when He said, now is time to shift. And so I want you to promise if you're being led to do those 5 follow-ups every day, do them. Do them because you have integrity with your word. But let go of the outcome that this person, this thing, this company, this idea is the only way to get you to where you want to go. When you can allow for it to just happen, when you know that you are in this like amazing expectation with joy, appreciation, and gratitude, and thanksgiving that it's on its way to you. And I hope that you're part of this journey, but if not, that's okay because I have somebody else lined up tomorrow. Or I'm going to follow up with somebody else right after this. And I can let go of that expectation and that desperation of this has to be the part that I have to do. And this is the next step. And if I don't do it right, if I don't do this, then everything is going to crumble. It won't. If it's for you, it will happen. Guys, this doesn't have to be hard. You can become massively impactful and successful, and it can be easy. But you have to let go of the death grip that you have on your expectations of the how and allow for you to start thinking about what is just the next inspired step that he's asking me to take without expectation of this outcome, but with full trust and expectation and knowing that the big picture is 100% in my future. Oh my gosh, I hope that you loved that. If you are ready to make massive transformation in your business, if you are like, I am so dang sick of the hustle for the sake of hustling, I am sick of getting discouraged, I'm sick of not thinking that I have what it takes, I'm sick of desperation breath, schedule a call with me. Let me do a diagnostic of what you got going on. Let me see if I can uncover some of your blind spots. They're going to help to figure out where you're missing in this picture. But more importantly, I can teach you in my programs how to discover how to talk to, listen, and hear God yourself and take inspired action that He is leading you on. And my goal is to empower all of you guys to do that. All right, you guys, I hope you have an amazing week. And I will be back next week, same time, same place. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Each honest review helps me spiral up so that I can serve you even better. Whether you're feeling a lack of impact, income, or time freedom, or perhaps you're just ready for massive momentum in your business, let's chat. Apply for a breakthrough call so that you can gain clarity, identify what's holding you back, and make a plan to spiral up. Head on over to iam-lifebydesign.com/breakthrough. Or access the link in the show notes. For immediate support, log into our community, The Better Club. We focus on inspiration, tactical guidance, and support. This is a community that wants to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business, and we're gonna help you do the same. Let's spiral up, friends!